First and goal from the 9, out of the I formation. Vicaroni turns, hands it off to Campbell.
Look at this.
Over to the outside to the 5 and into the end zone for a touchdown, Brandon Coleman.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfies and our 2016 high school football preview. It's presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, Tim Elkhorn, along with Rob Polinski. We are at the head table. And again, a huge thank you to everybody here at Wolfies for hosting us. And, of course, our friends across the street at Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, Joe Bach, WLCS TV 20, Lorain City Schools. He's tied into our audio. You will be able to watch this entire extravaganza on the WLCS TV 20 Lorain City Schools YouTube channel. So you'll want to check that out on the YouTube channel. Joe was telling us earlier, 600,000 folks have watched their WLCS TV 20 coverage on the YouTube channel. That is unbelievable. I know Matt Lodi is here. He's got some video going for NEO Insider. Good to have Matt Lodi here. Matt Douglas, he's got Facebook going. Jason Ward, we got all this video going for a radio show. I can't quite figure this out.
I'll tell you what, you're taking it to the next level. I love it. And I got to compliment you, too. It's always great music. You start me off with a little Rage Against the Machine right here. I'm fired up, man.
Well, see, maybe Alan Calcaterra back in the studio. He kind of knows your taste a little bit.
Yeah,
knowing Alan, believe me. he's dialed in, no doubt about it. Well, hey, here we go. Let's talk Columbia football. Certainly, one of the programs in Lorain County for the past several years that has kind of reached a level of just a sustained success year after year, and I would imagine that's the expectation for 2016 as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've got to step up. You know, our guys, one of the things that we've talked about on this show is that I think that they are very aware of the tradition that our players have been leaving behind, the legacy that players in our program have been leaving behind over the last few years, and they want to keep that going. So we've got some fresh faces, some guys that have really waited their turn, and you know, it's their time now. So
I mentioned to Kevin Fell when we closed out the interview with him, it was a disappointing playoff loss for Elyria against Olentangy. And I know you had a disappointing first-round playoff loss as well. Can that fuel kids? Can that really keep them motivated through weightlifting and through two-a-days and seven-on-sevens? And is that seed planted there?
If it fuels them, I mean, we've had enough of those that I don't know how much gas it puts in our tank, because we've had enough. If that's fuel, then we should be able to power a Boeing 747. But, you know, I don't know. We don't, that's a different sort of motivation than I think we as a staff try to preach to our guys. It's more reactive than proactive, I suppose. And, you know, we try to look for motivation from different areas than just one game. So
when you look at this year's team, what will be different? What do you tweak? Or do you say, hey, here's what's got us to the dance the last few years? I mean, how do you look at that?
Yeah, no, I think we're going to be a little bit more aggressive on defense. You know, I think that'll stand out to our fans. They're going to see us be a little bit more of a risk taker on defense, I think. You know, we're going to try and let our guys have some more fun on that side of the ball. And not that they haven't in the past. We've had some great defenses. But, you know, we're going to get a little bit more creative over there. Offensively, you know, we've always looked at our install as kind of a golf bag. We go through the same process of installing our offense year in and year out. We might not use certain things based on our talent, but that's not to say that we don't have young guys that can do those things later on, so at least they're familiar with it. So it's pretty consistent process.
You've got skilled kids back. I mean, I would think offensively you feel as though you'll be pretty explosive. Talk about the offensive side of the ball and some of the kids that'll play critical roles for you there, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's going to start with Brandon Coleman, who I think is one of the best players in Lorain County. I mean, he's got, you know, a lot of traffic coming through our hallways to visit him. And, you know, as a freshman, he ran for almost 800 yards and 10 touchdowns, and he missed 3 games with an ankle injury. So he is, He's special. He's special. And we've got some really good receivers to go along with him. I'm really been pleasantly surprised with our receiving core. Jared Heidecker, Austin Salika, our tight end, who can stay in at traditional tight end or flank out. Lance Boys. I mean, we've got some really good skill players. Mike Iacobucci, who can go into the slot or come in and play some fullback. So, you know, then I haven't even talked about our quarterback, who this will be his first year starting. He's a senior, but, you know, he's really been knocking on the door. He's got great speed. He's got a good arm.
And that is?
But he knows the offense. That's Cody Schwartz, and we're excited about him. He started at corner for us all last year. He played some wide receiver, too, so he knows the offense well enough to be able to do that, and we're excited about what he brings to the table.
Yep. The excellence that you guys have had for probably the last 10 years or so, it's one thing to do it for a year or two. Can you talk about how hard it is to sustain what you've done and what's maybe the biggest key or two in being able to do that year after year?
Yeah, that's what I've tried to remind our kids this year, too. You know, they set the expectations very high. And as long as they know that there's a lot of work that goes into this, you know, you don't just roll out of bed and go 10-0. I mean, I had to remind them the other day, there's only been two 10-0 seasons in the history of the school. You know, so if it's that easy, I mean, they just we want to constantly remind them of the attention to detail and the work that it takes in order to get that done. And they know, you know, they see it, they've seen it before, but it's always good to point out what's kept us there. We just get our kids to believe that they're great, you know, and I think that once they believe that, you know, it's just going out and proving it. And we've got the kind of kids that like to prove people wrong, you know, and if they hear, hey, you're a small school, or hey, you're the smallest school in Lorain County, how can you keep this up? Well, we're going to keep it up under our watch. I don't know what guys are going to do behind us, but it's not going to slide under our watch. And we hope that that's the case this year. You know, we handle adversity really well. It's something we really drive into our kids in terms of knowing that there's going to be ups and downs. You know, you're not going to go a full season without a turnover. You're not going to go a full season without being behind at certain points. How are you going to handle those situations? And I think that, you know, that's part of the thing that's kept us afloat. And, you know, just the whole philosophy of going 1-0 every week. You know, going 1-0 every week, not letting a past loss or a past win linger. You know, next game's the biggest game because it's the next game, and those are kind of been our philosophies and our sayings and things like that.
So when you have the sustained success, as Rob just said, how do you then implement goals for every season? How do you take it one step further? What are the goals for this year?
Every team's different. You know, every team has, and this year we tried to be as unique as possible. You know, anybody can line up or get into a meeting room and say, hey, we want to go undefeated, we want to win the conference, we want to make the playoffs. You know, we try to focus on a number of different things, whether it's GPA, whether it's service-oriented type of things. But in terms of goals, it really, we have one goal, and that's to go 1-0 every week. And that maintains the focus on that week, you know. And if you set a goal to go 10-0 and you lose in week one, I mean, it's got to be very deflating. I mean, we've never done that. You know, we've never set a goal to go 10-0. Our goal is to go 1-0 every week. And you know, I've heard of other teams using that philosophy in the past, and it's worked really well for us. And it just keeps us very, very focused.
Well, hey, congratulations on the unbelievable success you have had. One of the premier programs in Lorain County, there's no doubt about it. As Rob said, it's going on 10, 11 years now, the success at Columbia, and you deserve a lot of credit for that.
Not that long, but
seems like it.
We'll let you go on saying that.
All right, buddy. Look forward to talking to you every week.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Jake. Jason Ward, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, who joins us at the head table.